There's many, many very important nekudas to shtel on in the parasha. I'll isolate some few nekudas which I haven't spoken on maybe like in the previous year, in the past 2 years. Maybe I'll go through some ideas with Ksara, because there's some ideas I want to expand on more. The parasha, after the parasha of the menorah, the parasha begins describing the mice of the tahara of the levim. Koy ta'as ilan le tahara. Hazalei meichatos. It tells us this was Kitas al Taharim was the first. The Shmini, Bayim HaShmini Leminuim was Aleph Nisan. That was a Sunday, the Gemara tells us also. Rishon Lemaisa Bereishis, that Aleph Nisan, that's when the Eish came from the Shemaim. That was the Vayeroinu, that was the Gevaldike Madrega of Hashras HaShchina, that was the Nisuin, the Hashlomas HaMadrega of Knesset Yisrael, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, after Matan Torah. The second year, Rishchadish Nisan, Kitasel Taharum, Pesheni Nishchet Apara, the first Parah Adumah was Shechted. Was Shechted on Monday, Beis Nisan, and Kitasel Taharum on Tuesday, that one was, they began the minyan from Yom Rishon, that the Taharu, Kedei Lahazis Aleim Beshlishi. Okay, there was a whole set of Taharus Alevim. Hazalei Meichatos, Hevi Yutar, they had to shave, Alkol Besorom, that the shave with the tar. The Gemara describes how Korach's wife made fun of him. He came home all shaving from head to toe. She made fun of him. Moshe Rabbeinu, what he put you through? He shaved you guys. He made you go to mikveh. He was made if you tenuvah. She was mizazda. This whole parish. This whole maisi hematus alvim lufni Aaron Levonov and Hainafta is some tenufa. The Gemara describes how Aaron Hakohen he lifted thousands of people at tenufa. Tenufa is kipshutoi. Moilich male moirid moilich umevi on one day. It was on the seventh day. Yemashvi on Shabbos. Okay, he's exercising. Can I know her? I mean, it's a ganz avoid. More than that, then they had to be standing. Lifnei Han, Ve'amat Moisom, in front of Matzav, Ve'amat Oisom, they had to do a tenufa. The Netzivsh tells that there's a deep lesson. The Levim were Muvdal and Mufrash to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the rest of Klal Yisrael. Now, but they have this, not just by Bechira of genetically, who they are, since they're descendants of Levi, and they come from the Shevet of Moser and Nefesh, do they automatically deserve, and will they automatically be on the right Madrega? There's a lesson over here of the Kodim Kol v'matzulim from the Aaron from the Bono. They have to know that they have to be madbik themselves. Just they're chosen. They're chosen for the job, for the what? Hayuli Alevin, to be separated, to be elevated. But they have to on their own also do an avoid. And on their own, they have to make sure that they're connected. They're oymid lifnei Aharon, lifnei Bonov. They're connected to the Shemir Mishmeres on a higher madriga than they are. You have to have a kesher, an amida lifneiim, and vehinafta isum tenufa. They have to let themselves and stug themselves to, I would say, to Aharon or Bonov, that they let yourself be lifted and get uplifted. There's a deep nekuda here. A person who's zoichet in yiskarev Takadosh Baruch Hu has to make sure that he uses the tools that he's given to be uplifted, and he has to be mizboinet. The ma'isa tenufa, the physical ma'isa tenufa, says the Netziv, was teaching them a deep lesson. You're given an opportunity, but you yourself have to realize you're being elevated. Let yourself be elevated and shtaltsu to become elevated. The Netzivus Marchik, he says, it's true in all Bnei Aliyah. Specifically, Loim Deva Oiske HaTorah, says the Netziv. that, and I'll add, the Rambam says, v'leshevet Levi b'levad, whatever Shevet Levi was zoicha to, every Jew out there could be zoicha. Every Jew could be zoicha. V'leshevet Levi b'levad, kol mishnot v'libo yisoy, hevinu madoy, yaz in divas ruach, yaz in havanas mado, what's the greatest madrege, what's the greatest achievement that a person can achieve in life? And he makes the right choices, libodo v'lamoid, lifnei elokim, he could be zoicha to the madrege. Says the Netziv, but there's a deep nekud. Torah has tremendous, tremendous powers. Torah is metayer a person. It's mezachik a person. It uplifts a person. The Pasuk says, v'yadvor mo'ela sh'anoichim tzav chayim al levavecho as a hemshech tovo hafto. The Sifri tells us a person doesn't know how could he achieve Avas Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us in the Torah, ayidei limun ha-Torah, v'yadvor mo'ela sh'anoichim be'ezet tzad o'evel odim la-Kodesh Baruch Hu הרי הוא אומר, והוא ידבור מילה שאנוך נצבך היום, על לבבך. מתוך שהוא עסק בדברי תורה, הרי הוא עובס הקדוש ברוך הוא בכל ליבו ובכל נפשו ובכל מאודוי. A person who's עסק בתורה, it changes him, it uplifts him, it makes him burn in ahava for הקדוש ברוך הוא. For those who haven't experienced it, you could only talk about it. But for any ben תורה who's שקוע in learning, he knows that as a fact to be true. Aber sagt ihm jetzt hier, there's a t'nai. And this is very, very important person to realize. Person has to stell himself zu. He has to be meshayich himself to it, and he has to yearn to achieve it. If a person only learns, this is something scary, if a person only learns, and he's not interested in being mis'aleh, in elevating himself, and coming to Ahavas Hashem, and coming to a tenufa to become an uplifted person, to be a changed person, the Torah won't change him. There is still a concept of mor shebo machzir lemutav. Yes, the Torah will still have some hashpa on him. But the burning in ahavas Hashem to really achieve what a person can achieve al yedei limud haTorah, that it transforms him, uplifts him, he becomes a different person, a different human being, that's if he on his own is interested. He's yearning. He wants to get there. He has sheifas. Oh, you want to get to Avas Hashem. You want to get to Dveik Nakuj Borchu. And you're learning Torah. This is the Dveikus that's going to bring it to you. But you have to have a chukim. His lotion is. His lotion is. Now the Torah called. He says as follows. I will call ze imu meisim leiv lahasig al yidei zahavas Hashem. Aval bli meisim toivad zu hatoyeles. He won't get that achievement. V'lo yinishar l'mitzvah slimud bilvad. He has the mitzvah shegam hu inyan rom v'niso. That's a very, very big inyan. But he won't properly, it won't change him, uplift him, get him burning with a deep love to Kodesh Baruch Hu and his Torah, unless he's interested and he yearns to get there, and he's made some leiv that the Torah should do that for him. And then he says, and then there's another point, which this is the idea he's marchiv in other places more, how when a person's given potential and he's connected to the potential and he's not, and he just allows it to brush next to him and he doesn't shtel tzu, it can even turn fakert. It can become a roi etz to him. It can cause him a yerita. Says the Bnei Levi, like Korach, who they were close to potential, and they weren't interested. They allowed their wives to make fun, and they followed das nishayseihem, and they allowed themselves to get caught up in the yetzirah, and they were looking for the fact that they're shevet Levi somehow to use it for their own benefit. It came even much worse. Those who didn't shtel themselves to bichlal, to growth, it can chas v'shalom turn into a reitz also. And Tziv says you have that dargah sometimes also by people who learn Torah. That if they remain in their sheifas gashmias and worse, and they you try to utilize the Torah for their own purposes and for their own, and they're not interested in letting it change them, becoming uplifted, better people, chas v'shalom could have a worse effect. That's why sometimes we find the concept lo yizoch anas lo yisam hamavis. Like what happened to Bnei Korach. Lemaise, in our situation today, in 21st century, with all the challenges, it's not such a point to be focused on, because anyone who ultimately is putting himself into Limud HaTorah, it's definitely for the right purposes. There's so much opportunities never out there for other ways for people to find themselves. So therefore, it's not a nekuda to be talked about so much and emphasized, because that's not really our nekuda, because I don't feel that that's a challenge of any one of us over here nowadays. But it's important to know that there's a tzushtalt of Nelevi. And when a person's given opportunity, he has to utilize the opportunities. He has to appreciate the opportunities. And if he just, he doesn't need much even, the Siv says. He just has to be meisim lev lekach. Allow yourself and realize Torah has a tremendous power to uplift you and to change you. And you should have the cheshik and the rotzen to shteltzu and to become uplifted and to become changed.
Right. Yeah. The conservative reform movement that they have, like, do they get
schar limud? I have no idea what exactly. Let's make it very simple. If they're makir and mishomar v'hoye ha'olam, and they're learning for the sake of the mitzvahs limud, absolutely they get mitzvahs limud. Even if they don't understand it, it's going to uplift them and change them, etc. But if they're not makir, it's a mitzvah. Then, and they're not, if they're not makir mishomar v'hoye ha'olam, that there's a boyer and there's a mitzaveh, and that itself is a mitzvah, it's just a cultural Jewish thing to be doing, maybe they could still have the marshav machzir lamutov on some level. But of course, it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. The person has to be makir that there's a mitzaveh, and that he's a mitzvah, and he's fulfilling a commandment with what he's doing. If he's not makir that there's a boyrei, I don't think so. A person, a mitzvah, has to be done as a mitzvah. If he's not, a person not makir that there's a mitzvah, that he's Jewish and he's mitzvah, and he's doing a ma'aseh mitzvah. Yes, just the. And that's the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's based on the pasuk we have in after on Tisha B'av. Halevai oisi ozovu v'terosi shomoru. Let them leave me. What do you mean leave me? Leave me. Reform, concern, Hashem Yirachem. Meaning, there's no mitzvah, no mitzvah, noch alts. If they'll be connected to the Torah, hamor shebo machzir lamuta. The Torah has its powers. The Torah is a tremendous power. And that's what the Novi in after is saying, that speaking about the Chet of Klal Yisrael, that they left me, that's one point, no, and they left the Torah. That's what's the notion of Pesach. It's not in my... In after the fish above the morning, the Oisi Azovu. Pesach is Chazal Nedarim say, Halavai Oisi Azovu, as long as Terosi Shomoro, that would also be Madrega. Halavai? No. It wouldn't be Gefrelch had they just pushed me out of the occasion. I'm not a part of the Ruchnis. If they would stick to the Torah, ultimately they would all come back. And that's what Shiva speaks out many times. The Chet of Bayis Rishon, this is going on Bayis Rishon. The Gemara tells us that Bayis Rishon was destroyed because of Bittul Torah, the Beruch HaTorah, they weren't Machshiv the Torah. And that's based on the Gemara Nedarim, based on those Psukim, that they left the Torah. Meidach Gisa, we find Achid Azor, Gil Arash, Vichaz Domim, the Nevim, Yeshaya, Yirmiya, the Toichicha, of all the Nevi'im before the Churban, they're speaking about the worst Averis. And it's clear that the Churban came from the Averis Chamuris. But then the Nakud is, because had they not left the Torah would have been Megan. The Torah would have been all. The power of Torah has a Kerch, has Schus, and it has many, on many levels. It has a Schus, first of all, to change its people. And ultimately, they never would have reached the Chofetz Chaim's Marach in many places in his writings. They never would have reached such a bad Madrega. But then there's another point, and Tziv writes in this point, Rishiva speaks this out a lot, how the Torah, because it has the power to bring people to tshuva, so it's a Megin Mipnei HaPuronus. Even if Klal Yisrael are not on the Madrega of tshuva, but if you have tens of thousands of learned the Torah sitting and learning, so even if there is Nebuch, a corrupt lifestyle going on in Tel Aviv, in the worst of the worst, but there's a marsh, since the nation has potential to come back, because there are tens of thousands of learned Torah with such a hasmod and such a brand, then it's making on the door. It's making on Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael won't be Tokiyar Etzeschem. We're not thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the nation as a nation has potential. It can still come back. There's the Moshe b'machzir l'mutov. The nation is connected. The Am Sheva Sodis are connected. So even if Hashem Yirachem, it's a capital of the worst city in the world, Mitzad, the worst Averis of Mishkav Zohar, etc., it's considered, who knows what Hashem Yirachem. Oh, but if the nation is Dovuk in Torah, it has a koyach to be Megin, and there's a tremendous power. And that's the power of Torah. Because on a national level, we'll come back ultimately. If Torah is pumping strong, Yeshiva Bochram are sitting and learning, Koil Yeshiva are pumping, businessmen are making sure that in their businesses they have serious kvisit and they're connected to learning, the nation has hope, and the nation will come back. And therefore, it doesn't have to be Chas V'Shalom a Holocaust. It doesn't have to be Chas V'Shalom a terrible Tok Yeretz Eschem to bring the nation back. There's future, there's potential. There's the next parsha is I'll just take it. Just pick out the idea without elaborating, which I would love to, but maybe another opportunity. The parsha of Pesach Sheni, it's a tremendous Musar Haskel and a very big chizuk, an encouragement for every person, every Jew Basher Hushon. What's the nakuda we see by Pesach Sheni? There were anoshim which were tmein lenefesh odom with the previous years and. Those have heard previously, I can explain it in Lomdus exactly what happened, how they were Tomei, and what mistake they made in advance that they didn't know to be Matar in advance. V'chulu, they thought they could have an Azah on Shabbos. Already discussed in other times. Okay. L'maise. But the Tmeim, they're stuck. They can't bring a Korban Pesach. They come to Moshe Rabbeinu. And they ask Moshe Rabbeinu, Lomani Gora, we want to be Makriv Korban Hashem. This is the first year out of Mitzrayim. They remember. This is the first year out of Mitzrayim. We're holding now 12 months. The 12th month after Yitzias Mitzrayim. And they went through Kriyas Yamsuf. They went through Matan Torah. They waited for the Ashos and Hashchina in the Mishkan, basically from after Chayto Egel, from the Salachik to Givaroch that year on Yom Kippur, till Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then with Zoichet Ashuas Ashchina, Vayaron, Vayaroinu, then at Givaldik Madrege, comes the first Pesach, they still had the memories of their Tchilas HaDerech a year ago, when they went through Bris Mila, Damila, Dam Pesach, this is no Pesach for us, we're Tmeim. They come to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Mani Gora, the Bith Yaakov Korban Hashem. We're so upset, we're missing out. We don't want to miss out. We want to be part of this Madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu heard. He says, Imdu ve'eshmo ma'yitzav Hashem. I'll go ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll go ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do for you guys. They want to be makrif, Lo Mani Gora. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, they'll get Pesach Sheni. And there's the whole parasha of Pesach Sheni. What would have happened had they not asked? Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai was mekabel kol haTorah kula. This parsha not. Had they not asked, they wouldn't have gotten it. But we see in Ochan Nekuda, when they did ask, they wanted it, they got it. We all find ourselves in different situations in life which sometimes aren't the most spiritual encouraging. Each and every one of us has his own journey. Where he came from, situations which he's in, challenges that he's going through, where he has to get to in his madrega. A person, if he stops and he says, Hashem, lo mani gora. Lo mani gora. I also want to get there. I want to be there. Only Avraham Yitzchak can Yankiv. Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm trying to go, hi. No, Rav Yisrael, there's no limits. Think big. And a person says, Lo Mani Gora. You can say that each person is Madrega. Why? I would want to be a Rebbe. I would want to be a Talmud Chochem. And I'm saying, in big, I want to be Odom Godel. Just because I grew up, just because I have this past, or in a certain scenario, just because I'm giving this challenge, I have this mice, Parnosim, Mishpoch, with Shalom. Every person finds, Lo Mani Gora. Hashem, help me. We don't have the Moshe Rabbeinu to go to him and tell him. They go in the but a person doesn't need a mediator, a shliach in between. When a person wants Ruch Nias, he truly inspires it. He wants to get there. Kishbuch will help him along. He'll give him the opportunities. Oh, but it has to be a bikush mitad the person. The person has to be a mevakish. The person's a mevakish, boom, he'll get it. And that's a tremendous musa haskell just from learning the Pshut Shel Mikra. We have over here Gantz of Parsha, which wouldn't have been given had they not asked for it. And when they asked for it, Kishboch gave them the opportunity. A Gantz of Parsha of Pesach Sheni, another few prokim in Shas, a whole chelik of Torah. The Klai Yisrael were zoichet to, because of what? Because they stood and they said, Loma Nigora. Loma Nigora. We also want. B'derech Shadim Roitzeh Leilech Malichi Noisei. Tremendous Yisrael. Asach Yisrael is over here. Let's go right to the parasha. It's a sad parasha. Probably one of the most strongest challenges that we have nowadays to learn up this parasha and to learn from it. The parasha of the Misoinenim. The parasha of the Misoinenim. So there's, even before we properly get into the Misoinenim, this Avu Taiva, I first want to tell on the first Nakuda. What is the pasuk point out as the first description of what went wrong? How would you translate the word Misoinenim? Why is the Targum translated, maybe? Interesting. How would you translate Misoinenim?
Complainers.
Complainers. Complainers. Complainers. Now we find worse, they were not just complainers, they were complainers for a purpose. They weren't complaining because something was bothering them. They were looking, Rashi says, Kimisoinenim. As if they were complaining. First is Kimisoinenim. As if they're complaining. First of all, being a complainer is a horrific, horrific meter. Horrific. Horrific meter. If I could encourage everyone, anyone, you want an Olam Hazeh? Get that meter out of you. We have to work on ourselves never to be complainers. To roll with it as it comes and make us give a smile and go right through in life. Person who's a complainer lives one big life of Gehenna. Gehenna! Life is so rich and so full and so much going on. But if a person allows himself to be a complainer, he'll always nebuch be in a depressed matzav because he's always will only see that 1% nebuch out of the 99 that's gewaldic. He'll always find that 1% which is horrible, and nebuch he missed out on all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blessings of life. Over there were Kimisoinenim. They were even worse. Why? Says as Rashi brings, they were looking for a teretz. Loshin alilo. They were looking for a reason. Mevakshim alilo heichlifresh meacheri hamokoi. How to get away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Enough was enough. And it says Misoinenim is kitoyano. It's looking for toyano mevakish. It's looking for an alila, for a reason, for a heichatimtze to have a taina. Lemaisa, what's it given the taina? They were misave for taiva. Interesting lotion. Chazal shter on the lotion. There was his avu taiva. Vayashuvu vayivku gam bnei Yisrael. So it was first it began with asafs of the Erev Rav. They were misave to have a taiva. Vayashuvu, and they got everyone, not everyone, gam bnei Yisrael, vayomru miachleinu bosa. So the Rishonim shtel that they were looking, they were bothered, they had a taiva to have a taiva. They were bothered that they're becoming a little too spiritual, disconnected from their old selves, their old taivas. And they were misave to get back to the lustful, the megushim, the metu'ovim that they were back in Mitzrayim. There was a taiva to become back bali taiva once over again. His avu taiva. They were misavet to have a taiva. The Yorker is marchiv that it was in other areas also. That they want Bosser isn't only referring to Bosser. Let's get down to the point. It's very important that we learn up this parasha and learn from it. They were misavet to have a taiva. Yeshuva vayivku. And they complained. Zocharnu sadogo. And then we have the mon. Now the Pesuk describes the mon at every taste in the world. And the Gemara that describes it says that it's all merumas in this Pesuk. They had everything with the mom. And they were complaining about the mom. Nafshenu yivesho, ain't coil. Bilti yala money name. The whole parasha, they began complaining. Now we have to appreciate something. We're holding now, what's the date? Half year, second year, that they began going, there was the 3 days, but they're holding in the end of year, the second year. Just a year ago, Parashas B'Shalach, on Tesvov Iyor, that Chazal tell us, it was still before Matan Torah, Tesvov Iyor, it was 30 days from Yitzis Mitzrayim, that's when they got the mon for the first time. Now the Pasuk back in B'Shalach describes when they had the mon, it wasn't only mon. Vashtet in Pasuk. They got Baboiker Lechem Lizboya, and they got Bosa Ba'erev. There was Slav back coming with the mon. What's this new parish of Slav? They had Slav all along. They had Slav back then. What is the Slav over here? Rishonim Shtan, Ramban, Chazkuni. So one thing Chazkuni even says, that Slav stopped. Ramban doesn't mean it stopped, but he says it was never in massive amounts. It was relatively minimal, as the Pasuk itself describes. It was lechem lizboya, and it was boser lechon. But they weren't in massive amounts. That's Ramban's mahalachov. Chazkuni says that it stopped, kipshutim. They didn't need it. So I want to go with Malach the Chazkuni. Let's just begin to appreciate. So why did they have it back then, if they didn't need it? The time over here in Klal Yisrael was, they had them on. They weren't lacking anything. We'll get into it soon to appreciate the Nekudah, what was so wrong and so off. But on a physical level, let's understand. They were Misave, they had mon. They had Slav. El Maichaskuni says, yeah, but it stopped. And they wanted to have Bosor like they had. And they weren't willing to Shech. They had Tzoynu Bokor. But they didn't want to Shech their Tzoynu Bokor. They're living off Kajborchu's Matona. Of being the finest them anyway. So they might as well complain about the Kish Boruch, not giving them extra. They have Tzoynu Bokor, as Chazal tell us, but they're planning on going to Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to keep it for the future. They didn't want to have to eat it up. They want to eat it up. Okay. Abulam and Fashtein, why they have Slav to begin with, according to Chazkuni, and then it stopped. In Shona Shniya, he says. Shona Shniya, it stopped. And then ultimately, they began complaining. What seems to me is, they never needed the Slav. They had the mon, would be perfect. Daiva Hoise. It was Nifla Beivorim. It was Lechem Abir Mochalish. They could have had it all. But a person in Kadosh Baruch Hu initially never expects a person to reach the highest Madregas of Precious straight away. It's not the right Madregas, and it's wrong of a person to skip. A person in Bektchilas Darkoi, in Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not supposed to be Purish from Gashmias on its own accord. And my Gashmias is not supposed to be Tofis and Mokim, be Choshev to him, to take him over. But is there a reason to be a person be Misnaig with Precious? The answer is no. Yes, on a minimal level, a person can't allow himself to be a Baltaiva, but a person doesn't have to be a Purish. Now, ultimately, the more a person appreciates spirituality, and he's dovek in Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's zoiche to higher madrege, he is uplifted. Kimoy chayla vadeshen tis banafshi. He has such a gishmak in dvekus in Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's supposed to be mezalzel and not allow gashmis to be tefis too much of a mokum by him. Ultimately, but it's ultimately the shana rishoina they came out. They were going for what, 49 days. Chesed Sheba Gvur, Gvur Sheba Malchus, every day going higher. They reached Matan Torah, Ator Isol Adas, Sheva Rekib. Wow, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu spoke to them. Nafshi Yotze B'Dabro Imi. Wow, boom. Nochalts. Everything takes time. You have to be koyin a kinyonim ruchnim, step after step. Get your bosser at the beginning. Take it. Built the Alamaninu, you're used to having Bosser? Not that we used to so much, but you had Dogo. The Ravodim Sahakol. Oh, but the mon was much more than just mon in food. It was a whole malach. You don't need, you don't invest in your Gashmias. You don't need to invest in it. You get it. It's all there. But you don't become a Magushu. Now, that was hard, maybe, on the first Madrig. We see a Kajboko give them Bosser. But Shana Shani had stopped. They were expected, you know, you got used to Dveikus and Kadosh Baruch Hu, you've been singing and learning all this tkufa with Moshe Rabbeinu, Shechina, Hashuas, Mishkan. Move on! Basar stopped. You don't need the Basar anymore. Don't stay, don't get stuck. Don't remain still with that old, the alter mundane guy who I was. Get out of it. You're higher. You're better. You're uplifted. You're changed. Don't go back to the old stupid self that you once were. Nein, aber das gibt ein Chet. His Avu Taiva now went bad. This was disgusting. What did they do? They had charot bechal that they left Mitzrayim. Oh, boy, boy, boy. Das ist Schreck. That's terrible. What happened? Ad kidei kach that they said, Sochanu sadogo, Hashanoich ha-mitzrayim chinom, and they said, and they told Moshe Rabbein, they had the chutzpah and the azus to say, and there wasn't a mesh of it, the fact that they even spoke that way, it was, why'd you take us out of Mitzrayim? Ad kidei kach. You're crying. Chazal tell us over here, and this is what the Kli Yakish tells on more. It wasn't just Boiche, not the Bosor. It was the Mishpachois of Chazal, Darshan on this, and Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei B on this Rambam, Boiche Mishpachois of Arayas. Who were they Boiche? Vayichar Af Hashem Mo'id, Ubeinei Moshe Ra. And they were looking to go away from HaKadosh Baruch. What happened ultimately? Moshe Rabbeinu was horrified. Tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know what to do. I can't anymore. It's too much for me. I can't lead this nation. This isn't... HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Achaltem Bosar. You can get it for a full month. You can eat bosser for a full month. It's going to become repulsive to you. You won't be able to stand it anymore. And you'll see, and I'll set up my lip. You'll see, Yan ki ma'asnim s'ashem asher bekir b'chem. V'ativku lefon of lemer, loma ze yatzono mimitzray. Okay. And came the slav. He came in massive, massive amounts. They all collected it. They had amounts of basar for a month. And then, the terrible tragedy. That the Balei Taiva, Hamamit Osef Asor Chamorim, they collected crazy amounts. And they died with their basar. They died with the basar. Okay, now we find over here an interesting point in the parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, how's this going to work? How can you feed millions of people? How can you feed millions of people? The Lashon, he told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is mind-boggling. Moshe Rabbeinu, who saw Kriyas Yamsuf, Eser Makis, he was in the Beis Gnosis of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He knows the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes Teva, rips it to pieces, does with it whatever he wants. And he's asking in Kodesh Baruch Hu, how will this happen? What's the Lashon HaPosuk? He says, Vayomer, Vayomer Moshe, 600,000 ragli, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, I'll give them basar that they'll have for a month to eat. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Kodesh Baruch Hu, 600,000 ragli, ha'om ha'shah anoich ha'bikir v'ato ma'at, basar etim v'chodesh yomim, how? Hatzinu boker yishochelem u'motzelem. It's called Ge'ayom Yosef lo u'motzelem. What's going to be enough? How do you put together enough bosif for 3 minutes for 600,000 ragli men 20 to 60 with the noshim with the, how you have enough? Kadosh Baruch Hu says Moshe Hayad Hashem Tiktzor. What's it does? Says Ramban. Moshe was never mistaken. Kadosh Baruch Hu can do a nes. Chasvish, he knows that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes Teva, rips it to pieces, and does with the world whatever he wants. He created the world, destroyed the world. Moshe Rabbeinu has seen it all. All Kaisar has seen it all. But says Ramban, Moshe Rabbeinu knew. Was it good for them to get the basar? No. It wasn't good for them to get the basar. And I'll add, had it been good for them, they would have gotten it without complaining. It would have been there. It's not something spiritually that they have to be mevakesh faker. It was not good for them. It says in Ramban, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do a nes for something which isn't good. It wouldn't come. Moshe Rabbeinu knew Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do it. It's going to be b'derech hateva, not going to be b'derech nes. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do a nes for a person if it's not good for him. So he cried, and because of the matziv, hayad Hashem tiktzor, as the pasuk describes in Tehillim, they said hayuchal sheir losis b'midbar. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, Nebuch, you're not in the right madrega. You need to get a lesson in amuna, in my giving sustenance, even if it's not good for you, even if it must be al chol chayrotzin. If this is what you want, I'll give it to you guys. But Ramban says he knew it wouldn't be a nes. It wouldn't be a nes. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do a nes b'chdi for something which is not good for a person. No nisim. A person should never expect to win a lottery, which is not the derech hateva, if it's not going to be good for him. No, it won't happen. It might not even happen even if it is good for him, because we'll find different ways, because it's takel amal me derech hateva. But benkech u'benkech, nisim don't happen. Nisim don't happen b'chdi. Nisim don't happen if it's not good for a person. Because we went to a class, so it had to be derech hateva. That's what the Ramban explains. Was the issue. What happened? Ramban learned that they had slov all the time, a bit. But it wasn't what they were crying was, they didn't want to have a bit. Basar lecho. They wanted lisboya. And something much deeper bothered them. What was deeper bothering them was, they didn't want to get it every day, abyssal, the need for the day. The gishmak is, the magushim dikit gishmak is not to have money that you need, but to have a whole amount that you don't need, but I have more than I have an amount of basar for a month. They were crying that they were avetaiva to feel that they have whatever they want in abundance, not what's needed, not their needs. They didn't want their needs. They wanted much more than their needs. They wanted to be satiated and full from just having amounts. So, they wanted to have. Hey, Bazei, you'll get. Moshe Rabbeinu says, how? They'll get for a chodesh yomim. They'll get enough basar for a chodesh yomim. And it's going to be derech hateva. The same slav, which every day brought a bit. Abyssal. Suddenly, cool. It's coming, and it's the win. They were already used to slav. It had a certain, it was a derech hateva. So now it came in abundance. Hamamit osaf asora chamorim, chamorim, chamorim. It's coming and coming, and they can't collect enough. They can't collect enough. Now, ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught them a lesson. Kibrei Sataiva. They were there for a month. They were there for a month next to the basar, and as Rashi described, there were those who ate, and they survived. It took them a month to die. Ultimately, no one. After the month was finished, they stood there for a month. They could have gone to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi describes in the Pasuk Vayibin. So yeah, there were 6 days from getting into Eretz Yisrael. And they would have gone with Moshe Rabbeinu, with their chneis, and everything would have been, wow. They want taiva? You want to learn? Okay. Sit a month with your basar. Ad asher yetze me'apchem. V'yelechem lezoro. They were so repulsed by meat, they couldn't look at a piece of meat anymore. So Zayin, this cut and that cut, geendik, they were repulsed by it. What is the nekudah that we have, the Musar Haskel, that we have to learn from it? And what was the whole nekudah, and this was part of the besmedrish, that they had to go through in Midbar to create the Jewish DNA, to prepare them for Klal Yisrael, the tafkit of what a Jew has to become and be. There's something very sick and wrong spiritually for a person to have a taiva for a taiva. Gashmias can never be a tachlis, and a person has to slowly but surely train himself that he cannot be lured for to gashmias. Is anything wrong with psar heter? No. But there's something very wrong with an attitude. A person has to know what is more valuable, what's greater than gashmias. And a person, maybe b'tchilas darkoi, It's not expected to be precious. And even later in life, not precious is never a value on its own. Precious is a value to know the balance of things. To know, to truly, truly choose for the right values. And it's a mafteach, it's an aleph of growth in spirituality, and to be precise, it's the aleph of being a Jew. What defines a Jew, and why we're sitting here today as Jews, and the Jewish nation has an existence today, it's because what? Because we knew from that lesson, from the Kibbutz HaMisavim, the Megushim Dikki guys who wanted Gashmias, they died and they were buried in Kibbutz HaTaiva and it was over. Ever since then, till today, being a Jew means what? You make the right choices, you give up, you're willing to give up Gashmias for Ruchnias. You'll give up things which are not long-term, everlasting. You'll give all that up for Ruchnias, for that which is lasting. And a person who doesn't know how to do that, Chas V'Shalom is misrachik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he cannot have a true internal connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu long term. There's something very beautiful that has to be appreciated. Have there been, through the generations, people who left the fold? Yes. Sorry to say, but even many. Many. Let's ask ourselves a question. Were they our heroes? Or were they the losers? What do I mean? There was a Jew born in Germany in 1818. The name of Herschel Marx. Herschel Marx began, he came from a mishpoch of Rabbanim. He came from a lineage of Talmid Chachamim. But he was 1818 already when he was born. His father was a big Talmid Chacham, a Rav, generations of Rabbanim. I mean, he grew up in times. He didn't want to go to Beis Medrash for Rabbanim. He went to university. He became a lawyer. He made a lot of money. But then when he wanted to get into the elite lawyers of Germany, the top chevre, he was told, the law was then in Prussia, whatever, I don't know, pronounce it in English, what it was named, then that part of Germany, you can't get into that society if you're Jewish. So you have to make a choice. I want money. I want fame. What do? You give up your values. You give up your values. So he gave up his Yiddishkeit. He gave up his values, his Yiddishkeit, for what? He gave up ideals. What ideals? I'll be a Megushim. I'll be a Megushim dicker person. I want money. I want fame. I want esteem. And all in the Gashmias dicker world. He gave up his Yiddishkeit. He became a Meshum. He had a son. So he changed his name from Herschel to Heinrich. Okay? By the time he had a son, he and his wife were Meshumadim. And he named him Karl. So, Karl, he still had Jewish energy in his genes. So he went faker. She grew up with a passion. You give up all materialism for ideals, and he founded communism. He was with the disgusting mistake, Nebuchadnezzar, that he did is what? He'll give up all of materialism and all of, for the sake of the ideals. Which ideals? Human created values. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah's values, but human created values. You make your own values. Ooh, that's a bigger taifa. Taifa of das, values, and you take your own negushim dike values, and you won't sacrifice anything, but it's weiter, another horrific form. And in that line, he was the founder of the concept of the whole stupidity of the pig farm. Communism. Communism! In my days, kids were supposed to read stuff. Nowadays, they look at comic books. Let's come with comic. Hundreds of millions of people die, suffer, in the worst suffering of humanity for this sickness. Of what? Of Herschel's taiva for money, for esteem. So was Herschel a loser? Of course he left the phone. But he was our loser. He was the loser. Was he a hero? Was there ever a hero in Kal Yisrael? Someone who knew how to stand up and to give up, to sacrifice, who went out of the fold? Go through all of them. Go through every single one of them. The Meshumanim of all the generations were people, Bali Taiva, who sold their everything for garnish. For what? They wanted esteem. They wanted COVID. As one of the big professors in St. Petersburg, this famous, who became a Meshumet, says, I prefer to be a professor in St. Petersburg than to be a Mlamed in Khaslavich. Forget his name. Then you had the whole history of all the Meshumadim and all the people left the fold. It's all the losers who the big opera Chevre in Vienna, what was his name in 1890, as he was steiging and growing, and they told him he was the biggest person in music in Europe at the time. Oh, but if you want that job, he was whispered, you got to throw off your Jewishness, you have to be mishtam. So he became a mishum. And meidach kisa, I'll say the opposite, the roost. The Rus of Klal Yisrael, the Geirim, who started Klal Yisrael, did it come from being losers or came from being hero? Came from self-sacrifice, from seeking the truth and being willing to give up Gashmis for Ruchnis, to Anikivas Elikim Litoiv. Klal Yisrael is a nation because we're here today, because of Mesiras Nefesh, because we knew. We chose Ruchnis over Gashmis. We made the right choices. We never machshiv that which the pituim of the Umas Olam, as the Pasuk describes in Shir HaShirim, Shuvi Shuvi Ashulamis, the Umas Olam tell Klal Yisrael, become, join us, Hakaleben, have a Megushim Dik alive. What are you guys being, suffering for your Yiddishkeit? What are you guys giving up for the sake of a Kodesh Baruch? Well, who cares? You're a boss of a dumb like us. Join us, enjoy life. The answer is, Gashmis is dangerous if a person is lured al yodoy to go away from the Ruchnias. Now, a person is not expected not to have Gashmis. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a very, very special, special world that is very appetizing. Use it all for the good. Use it all for the good. And a person is not expected and he should not skip Madragas and going into Precious. But a person has to also train himself. Be careful. Don't get into it too much. Don't get into it too much. You have to choose, make your right choices. Be careful. Realize there's long-term what's everlasting. Don't choose. Don't choose that which is, I've used the Yiddish phrase of Zeitweiledig, something which is time which passes with time. Don't choose something which a garnish passes with time and give up for that something which is everlasting. Don't give up your ruchnias for your gashmias. Be careful. It can't be tevis amokim. Make sure your balances are straight. Make sure you have everything in the right balance. The chet of the Yisavu taiva was, they wanted to be mesrachik to the mokim. They were scared of maybe being too spiritual and having too much of a gishmak in ruchnias. Being too close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. They had his taiva to go back to that old self. It's all megushim dikibayim. It's crazy. In Mitzrayim, what did they have in Mitzrayim? They suffered terribly. But they still had a connection. They had a gishmak in a mundane megushim dikikait. And now they were afraid. They're reaching up madregas. Chazal tells that the mon purified a person. It was lechem abirim ochalish. It was lechem shochel maloch ha'asharis. Slowly but surely they were changing. They were becoming such spiritual beings. And the Erev Rav, his Abu Taiva, and Vayeshuva Vayivkum B'nai Yisrael. Gashmis is dangerous. Dangerous! We live in times when there's an excessive Gashmis, tremendous opportunity. It's wonderful, great news, but it's also terrible situation. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. The great news is, we have so much opportunity. We have so much opportunity. Yidden could be sitting and learning. Yidden could be sitting and learning b'hasmada niflo. With everything, people are capable today of retiring, sitting and learning for years and years without any daiga. People are able to sit and learn with minimal investment into parnasa. Many people are able to sit and learn without any daiga's parnasa. There's so much opportunity. But mi'idach gisa, there's so much danger there. There's so much danger. There's so much danger. Daniel isn't here. He would... How many horrible stories he shares with me on different chaverim, different people, who didn't begin anything much besides, going off to Florida, so you drop the minyanim, you want to go to Shulchan Shabbos in shorts. If you begin slow, you don't begin, you don't begin with a chet. No chet! No chet! But why are you choosing? You can buy such a home with a nice pool. Not if it's going to be in the East Coast, it's going to be the weather. You don't have the weather has to fit, but it could be in a nice community. It could be in a place where it's the right place to raise your children. Don't go living off in some who knows where place and then begin crying one day when your kid is not interested in a blood gemara, and it's, if I'll say it bluntly, and he ends up walking, he's more interested in the shikta. What were your choices? What did you choose in life? What was important to you? You always put on tefillin every day, but was it tefillin every day, or you weren't willing to sacrifice your holiday house, I'm speaking of British, but sorry, but your holiday home off in somewhere else, because of a minion wasn't important to you. So you chose to go off for vacation to, okay, so what your kid pick up from that? So Herschel Marx began, his father, and then the next generation is a Karl Marx. Is there a future to Knesset Israel? No! A Yidas to know, Messias Nefesh, I'm willing to die for my ideals. I'm willing to give up everything for my ideals. And some stupid idiot in the government this week said, you know, halavai, we have soldiers in the army that would be so idealistic like this yeshiva bachrim. Thank God we have yeshiva bachrim. That's why there's a Klai Yisrael today. Because if the Megushim Dikah Behemoth that you're creating, if Klai Yisrael will become lured to become a Behemoth Dikah type of life, is there any future to Klai Yisrael? Name! They'll all go off to Los Angeles and to Miami. What do they have to do in Yerushalayim, idiots? Yeah, halavai, we'd have soldiers? You're disgusting. What do you think? What can you fuck off your lokshin to make it so idealistic enough to be willing up to give, to live a Tel Aviv garnished, empty life? What's the point in fighting? Why Israel? Why Israel? Why Israel? Give me a break. Why Israel? Let it be Miami. Let it be Los Angeles. When I was a kid in L.A. in 1980, there were 100,000 Israelis over there. Yeah. What happened to them today? It's a tragedy. But why should a person live in a kibbutz? So his zayda was more nefesh, chalutziyut, because no other European country was masking to, he had to come to Israel. But he, with the dveikus, he celebrated the 1st of May. It was his yom tiv. And when we came as kids to this country, 1st of May was an official holiday. You guys don't even know what 1st of May is, but an official holiday. It was the communistic, socialistic Yom Tov. Banks were closed on the 1st. Mishugoyim. That's what you want to cut. Back in 1980, in the 80s in this country, 1st of May was a bank holiday. Banks were closed. You want to be a goy? What? Why in Israel? What's Israel for you? In Los Angeles, a much better weather. California, San Diego. What's those to do? What's the what you said? You want to live in Las Vegas? Like, go to Las Vegas. I mean, you can't. There's no such kilayim. You can't create an army with the Mesiras Nefesh of the ideals of a yeshiva bocher who's willing to give up. So you'll threaten him. I'll put you in jail. No. I'm gonna make you. You won't be able to get apartments for a cheaper price. You won't be able to get a mortgage. I want to be at a bank account. Yeah, that's what Jews were all about. That's our DNA. You can't make me spoil. I don't care about you. You can't touch me. I always gave up. I always gave up gashmius. I didn't care about for the right values. You want to create? Is there not a mokim for being moser nefesh for others? Yeah, but not in the society that you created. You can't be moser nefesh to save other Jews. Absolutely yes, but don't make this kilayim. You guys make a kilayim. You want to take my Yiddish shebren of helping other Jews. You put it together with your animalistic lifestyle and somehow try to make me into being bad by making a kilayim together. Not interested. I'll be moser nefesh not to be part of your society. If this is still a country in this place, it's because of Yeshiva Bochum. Why? We're willing to give up. We know what the truth is. We know what the truth is. We know where the real ultimate success is. That was Jewish mothers throughout the generations when push came to shove in the hardest of situations. Be it in 1496 in Portugal, 1492 in Spain. Thousands of mothers jumped with their babies into the ocean al manas that the kids shouldn't be taken to become specifically. That something specifically happened in 1496 in Portugal when Manuel Machshemoy Vezichroy made a gzera that all the kids should be taken away from their parents to be baptized. Mothers don't love their babies. They love their babies, and therefore they threw them into the ocean and to lead a pagan Christian stupid life. We knew what our values are. Where do we want to get to? What's Choshev? And back then, there was a danger in Kibbutz HaTaifa. If you don't know how to make the right choices, and you make that an ikur, there can't be a future for the Jewish DNA. And that's this week's parsha. It's probably one of the strongest lessons that we've learned from this parsha to those of us who are going through the tremendous opportunities of 2026 with the horrific challenges of 2026. Shalom Yasser.